Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She's trying.
Hi, everybody. It's the Bob the Love Sponge After Show. We don't have a real fancy, like, you know, Love Sponge, uncensored, because we're afraid to play music over here because they're so, they're kind of dickish when it comes to copyright stuff here.
Yeah, even their guys they bring over there, they ban.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you trying to talk like that real soft talking?
No, I'm not.
Because I'm literally, I you're working the mic different because.
I mean, I'm talking a little more quiet,
all
but
right,
not
well,
much.
Levels accordingly. Anna, what's wrong?
I think Lovey's mad at me because I asked him like 10 times and he didn't really give me a straight answer. Lovey, he said I'm not talking to you.
By the way, it's the Bob of the Love Sponge After Show. I'll explain my garb here momentarily. Most everybody probably knows. So you asked, you specifically asked Lovey, are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he usually comes out and like walks outside or goes to 7-Eleven or something, but he didn't.
I went outside.
Yeah, or we'll like talk
Daniel
shit about
Rose,
someone.
Daniel Rose, $10 cash. Jason Travis, 1,000 stars. Jason Travis, 1,000 stars.
So you specifically asked, are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me?
Yeah, and he was just, well, first he didn't come out at all. And I was like, oh, is Lemmy mad at me? I asked Blitz. And
Jason
Blitz
Travis,
like,
1,000 stars.
Probably a little mad at you. And I'm like, But I don't want him to be.
Lemmy, why are you mad at her?
I'm not.
You're kind of mad at her. What do you think? Do you think that she, by her mentioning, just bringing up that you used to have a problem with another word, that you think that was like unnecessary, cheap heat, out of nowhere?
Well, you said that, you know, you didn't think it was cheap heat, so I have to respect you how.
I mean, it was factual, was it not?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, it was factual, and so, and it was a problem that you used to have.
Yes.
And it's kind of not, it's not like the problem that you're having now, but it is, you know, it's a blurred out deal that you blurted out today, and you've kind of gotten letting a few of those slip. So it's kind of the same, kind of in the same working arena a little bit, isn't it, buddy?
I mean, yeah.
I wish you didn't hate her so much.
I don't hate her.
Yeah, because I just feel.
You know.
No, he does.
No, I don't. Hold on.
Blitz, you'll be a fucking liar if you don't say that we know for a fact Anna, that Lummy does not like Anna.
He Blitz, doesn't right. like me?
Blitz.
Are you sure?
Blitz, let's just be honest with each other. I know it's a little uncomfortable.
I think he's forced to not like her.
But he actually does like me?
On his own accord. Like, no one's telling him to not like her.
Yeah, like, basically, I think Ashley hates you.
Who?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No, she hates Lummy.
No. She hates you, sorry. And then she tells Lummy, hate Anna.
No.
No, me and Ashley get along great.
I don't think so. I don't think it's her at all. I think it's Lummy
overcompensating.
Yeah, and it's not because of Ashley. I mean, it's because of Ashley, but nothing that Ashley's done.
No, but that's the thing. I didn't do anything.
Here's what it is. I think I got it. If I get it right, Blitz, we at least acknowledge when
absolutely,
I get it right.
Yep.
So far, I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
No.
No, I kind of am. I'm wrong.
Okay.
It doesn't derive from Ashley. It actually stems from Lummy because he thinks he has to overcompensate on the heat to be loyal to his wife, where he doesn't realize that she doesn't give a fuck about any of it.
Right.
But Lummy kind of goes overboard on not liking Anna as kind of honor to be like an honor killing towards his wife.
Right.
What? But
would you agree on that, Blitz?
Yes.
Yes. This is a Lummy self-induced deal, and you feel like you must hate her just to out of respect to your wife.
But I don't know what I did.
But you do hate her.
No.
You've taken me aside many a times, and
yeah,
like I can't
like
fucking stand
at least
it.
Once a week.
What?
And I don't want to get this into like a Seth situation where it becomes unhealthy. I'm trying to be the boss here and nip this in the bud, Lummy.
Well, she's in her in big buck, 5,000 stars. What are we doing with the suit, Sponge?
Well, you're still the high bidder,
Hold on,
Buck.
I think we just had a star party activated.
Oh,
over there on Facebook.
We did.
What do we do with star parties again?
It's the homosexual rocket.
Hold on, I don't see a star party.
It says activate a star party. Oh, it wants me to activate. Well, I can't activate my own star party.
No, we
got to
get more stars, and then we can twinkle, twinkle.
Oh, okay. Well, then somebody better send me the twinkle, twinkle. Oh, royalty free. But we don't know that it's royalty free, so we may just have to sing it.
Yeah, I just go twinkle, 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 twinkle.
All right, now let me back to this. I think in your little head. That you...
Well, it's a big buffalo hat.
In your big fucking buffalo hat. That's like one marble rolling around like a coffee can. Okay?
Like a can of spray paint?
Yeah, like a can of spray paint. Like you're the little balls inside the spray paint.
Oh, thank you.
You know? And...
Ding, ding.
Yeah, and...
Ding, ding.
And you feel as if the meaner you are to her, the more respectful you are to your wife. And you don't like her. You don't fucking have to like her. You don't. You really never have liked her.
But you don't. So, but you don't. He doesn't dislike her.
You don't dislike her.
Right.
But you like me.
You tolerate her.
But hold on. What heat did I even bring? She's making this all up in her head because
she said
I
that
didn't.
As if you were mad at me, you didn't answer.
You know what I said? I said because you two were out there gossiping like you normally do, and I said
I
always come out there with us.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yes,
you'll walk out and you'll go to 7-Eleven. You'll be like, "Do you need anything?
You always
super nice."
I didn't go to 7-Eleven. Today,
but you always walk out front.
Big buck, 5,000 stars.
And you definitely did not do that.
Hold on, there's my homosexual rocket.
Oh, there it is.
It just blew off. We just completed.
Star party complete.
We just completed
tinkle,
a star
tinkle,
party
tinkle.
Over Twinkle Twinkle.
Twinkle,
thank you.
Twinkle.
Now let me stop being so mean to her.
I didn't do anything.
In the perfect world, I'm the boss here, and I want everybody to get along. I want everybody to just have enough little heat to be funny, but I want us to get along.
I want you to be my friend.
I want you to
like her.
Like me.
Hold on, because I went outside a different way because I was going
Lummy.
Back towards
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah,
Lummy,
why'd you go outside a different way?
Lummy.
You're obviously trying to send a message.
Lummy.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
No.
Lummy.
That doesn't make any sense.
Lummy, I would have more respect if you looked her straight in the eye like a man and said, fuck you, bitch, and we're over and then we're over with it.
Oh, okay.
Then just avoiding.
Fuck you, bitch. Okay. So we're over that team.
So see?
We're good now. We're good, Anna. TJ Fletcher, 1,000 stars.
That one was from the heart too.
That was from the fucking.
Well, Mama told me
that
to.
That was from the intestines.
It was.
Oh my God,
deep,
buddy.
Deep down,
Bubba told me to do it.
With a finger pointing.
Oh.
You know what the problem? You know what the problem is, buddy? You're not drunk. You're not drunk.
You're mean
enough.
When you're sober.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry. I didn't walk out the front door.
Did you run out of your medication again? Are you low?
I have a doctor's appointment this week, so I'll be good.
Oh, no, hold on.
Wait, what?
Hold on. Everybody just be quiet.
You niffed it out.
Did I not fucking niff
you
it
did.
Out?
You absolutely
it's
did.
It's not me.
Did I not fucking niff it out?
You it's
did.
His brain
because
chemistry.
It's that fucking
hold
suit,
on.
Bubba.
Hold on. No. It makes me the great Karnak. I should wear this suit every day. It makes me turn into a goddamn
snaps. $100 cash.
Hey, can you real fast go back turn the air compressor on? I turned it off.
Oh, okay, yeah. Don't we do the right one this time?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you. I was going to give that motherfucker some stars, and I'm out of juice. It's going to I unplugged it a few days ago when I was working back there. Lummy, I fucking niffed it out. Anna, this jacket makes me.
It gives you special powers.
It gives me the superpowers that I had in 2011. Or 2010. When did
you wore that in 2008 AVN 25th anniversary one?
Right. Well, that wasn't 2008. I think it might have been 2010.
Well, according to the website, it was 2008, 2009 AVN.
2008, 2009. So it would have been January of 9 that I wore this. I think, or February, something like that. I'm waiting for Blitz to come back because he's the show historian like you, and he knows. That this jacket's giving me special 2011-like powers.
What other powers did you have in 2011?
I don't know. I made a lot of fucking money.
Okay, that's good.
And that's it. I was a real good radio guy, and I made a lot of money. Blitz, we're thinking that this jacket has given me like 2010, 2011 type swag, and I could sniff shit right the fuck on out like I could back then.
Probably.
This special smoking jacket that I got.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I went to go piss, and I actually took the jacket off because I was afraid it hangs down so low that I could piss on the jacket.
Oh,
and then I started thinking, well, maybe if I pissed on the jacket, we could say I pissed on the jacket.
Mm.
And
be worth
more. It might go from $1,000 to $1,400 right now had I pissed on it.
Only one way to find out.
Well, we know you didn't eat asparagus, so it probably doesn't stink that much.
Right, right. So here's the deal, Lummy. I think I put on this special fucking Twinkle Twinkle Little Star fucking special powers Iron Man type jacket, and it gave me powers, and I sniffed out your bullshit. Just like the old Bubba would have sniffed out somebody's fucking bullshit.
Well, bullshit
I sniffed out your fucking bullshit.
Yeah, your fucking bullshit.
So hold on. This whole thing that you're going through right now is because you ran out of ADs. You're out of ADs. I know how you act when you're on ADs, and I know when, how you're real jittery and fucking a real motherfucker when you're out of... How many days you been out of ADs? Don't lie to me.
So this is the second.
This is the second.
Jeff Bass, 1,400 stars.
The second day is always the worst on the withdrawal process, is it not?
Yep.
Exactly. So you've not had, this is your second or third day?
Your
this
horn
is
should second. Be pumped up now, too, this if you want to give.
Let's see if, oh, yeah, there. That was for Florida Stanley or Yippee fucking Yo. Or the Bubba has special powers with his Iron Man 0 fucking 11 jacket.
Big Buck.
Big Buck, it's still at 1,000. Big Buck, here's the official ruling. Whoever wins the highest bid on this fucking jacket that I'm wearing, the auction ends 9:30 on Friday, 9:30 a.m. I'm just not shipping it to you because it fits and I look so fucking wonderful in it and it's making me fucking feel alive again.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to wear this jacket for this year's BARP party as the final gala festivities. And if you're at the BARP party, I will undress myself on stage as the final curtain blitz. I will fucking get down to my underwear and big boy undershirt and hand you the fucking jacket right there.
Don Hamdor, 550 stars.
And I'll hand you the shoes and whatever other possible
and
accessories.
Sponge out.
But not jewelry and or glasses. So let me, I put this fucking jacket on and I sniffed out your bullshit. You're down on the pills, aren't you? Two days
yeah.
Without the fucking, the pick-me-up Joneses,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, pick-me-up.
And so, and now you're officially that guy where I have to go see a doctor in order to get me some pick-me-ups?
Well, yeah.
And when's your doctor's appointment?
Thursday.
And so.
Telemed.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you got another day of no more pick-me-ups?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's even going to be worse. You'll probably say fuck four times on the air tomorrow.
No, I won't.
Blitz of ADs gets you sharp mentally, and he's not, I mean, one, I don't think anybody's going to argue with me that he's not very fucking sharp today.
Yeah, normally he's real sharp.
Or yesterday. I think you fucking made a mate. Didn't you fuck up yesterday, too?
No. You said I did good. I was on point yesterday with all the stuff I was sending in your messenger.
Mm, whatever the fuck you just said.
Yes.
So you're down on, you're fiending right now, aren't you? You're going through withdrawal. God damn, that suit looks good on me.
It does. You look really good.
Fuck.
How can we didn't ask one of your pharmacists? We got multiple pharmacists here.
All the women in Facebook, I'm sure, are loving it.
They are. They're talking about your suit and how sharp you look.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh, it looks
I got
good.
Pills.
But none of these girls on Facebook, you know, are really available and really want to fuck. That's the bad thing. You know, I'm just over here fuckless and
you're
roots.
Not fuckless. You're
well,
fuckful.
Yeah. That's true.
You're full of fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I am full of fucks. But it's not, you know, it's
I'm
nice.
Fuckless. If anyone's fuckless, it's me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, Lummy, I can take care of your fucking problems.
Right. We got multiple pharmacists here on site.
You stupid fuck. All
yeah.
you got to do.
I got calcium
you know,
for dates.
You know what you should have done for me Sunday?
Yes, sir.
I think I saw you Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well,
I was changing the oil. I was working on the, I was working in the back on a car lift. That's all we're going to fucking say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw you.
Yeah.
And you should have said to me, boss man. Because you're such a pussy and you won't look me in the fucking eyes and not having these things.
What's the matter, Lummy? What was wrong with Sunday?
Lummy, so this is, you're a fucking pussy.
I know. It just didn't look like you were happy. I didn't want to be bugging you about it.
You're like, hey, boss man. If you would have
Mommy,
ordered,
quit bugging me.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have whipped out a fucking 20.
Doo, 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 doo,
you would have whipped out a $20 bill and say, hey, fucking pops. You got any pick-me-ups? You've asked me for pick-me-ups before in an awkward type way.
Yeah, I know.
You stupid fuck. Well, if you knew you were going to have to go 3 or 4 days without them, and what it does to you makes you act like a fucking buffoon, possibly jeopardizing my business.
Right.
I would have dapped you up, motherfucker.
But like,
God damn, I look good as fuck.
Bubba ever told you no?
Well, no, because I even...
I look good as fuck.
I talked to Blitz on Sunday, and I even told him.
And he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything for you. He didn't roll with those things.
No, yes, I do. I have some.
No, but I was saying about what I thought if Bubba was mad.
Yeah, you did say that.
Because it looked like I...
But you didn't tell me you're about ready to fucking run out your gimmicks.
I never said I talked to you about that. I was just saying that I didn't want to bother
Bubba.
Before
you run out of gimmicks... Which causes you to be a dick and fucking stupid on the show.
Why are you running out of gimmicks? It's like every month you're running out of gimmicks.
Yeah, like, here's the deal, Blitz.
You need to control your gimmicks better.
Because my stupid appointment.
No. Fuck you, buddy. Because, you know what? I got gimmicks that I get exactly 30 days to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I don't fucking run out because I'm not abusing them.
I'm not abusing them.
Bullshit.
I'm not.
When you fucking take more than... You've already ran out... 6-5 days before.
Oh, we had the same conversation on the way to Orlando.
Yes, I know, but I'm not.
Did somebody steal it?
No, this is no. Because the way it works.
If you're given 30
because
of them.
Because they don't just call me in a script when I'm like, hey, I'm ready. So if I get my script normally filled on, let's say, the 9th or the 7th, and I call into my doctor and I say, I need to schedule an appointment, and they go, well, the earliest appointment we have is next Thursday. Well, I'm going to be running out by then. Well, they say nobody fucking cares, and we're not going to prescribe you.
Because you're a fucking addict.
No, because that's how... What do you mean?
And you're taking more than you're supposed
to. No, I'm not! My literally day ran up, and I called literally almost a week or so ago to schedule it. The only time they had available was Thursday. And I asked them, hey, I'm out of my stuff. Just like my... dermatologist, I'm out of that shit too. And guess what I said? I literally am out and I'm gonna be fucked. And you know what my next appointment for that is? January fucking 6th. So what am I gonna do now? I'm out of my skin shit. No one gives a shit. It's not like they're gonna fucking bring it to me. Let me come in early. No. They're like, oh, too bad. And I actually did it when I had like a week and a half left of the skin shit. But the fucking thing is, they're so busy. They're short staffed. The nurses are too busy. Everyone's fucking busy. All right? I just need him to call in my goddamn prescription.
Lummy.
And it's going to take fucking no time at all.
Lummy, you should schedule your appointment while you're having your current appointment. Like, you should be scheduled.
Yeah, now you're going to be grumpy and flaky.
No, what I'm saying
is... because I get 3 months. I get like a refill on that certain thing.
Yeah, you know what? I got to go to the doctor every 3 months, too. And guess what? After I saw her this past time, I already scheduled my next motherfucking appointment.
Well, I'm not as smart as you. I mean, you got a fucking cool suit on. I'm fucking sitting here sweating my balls off right now.
Yeah, with your face on your fucking shirt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, shut up, Blitz.
You got your own shirt on, too, Blitz.
My face is not on it.
What? It's because you're a fucking idiot.
Oh,
yeah.
It's because that was when you're all on it out. Blitz, if you had an opportunity to right now, based on what you're doing and on the cricks that you're running and all that kind of bullshit, would you have the logos be something different? Based on how you're rolling right now with that 9.5-inch soft? You're a fucking liar if you don't say yes.
Well?
Wow.
Be honest, you're a fucking liar, because when you get to cricks, bottom line,
it's hard to wear this shirt around cricks, so I'll tell you that.
They're like, who's that hot chick with that amazing dumper?
Exactly,
see, that's my dog. What about the one holding the gun?
No, hold on. But you should, Blitz. I mean, it would be easier to say, like, if it had a picture of you in that stance blowing off shit.
Yeah.
I mean, for real.
That's how it should be.
Hold on. Lummy's shirt has his likeness on it, right?
Yep.
My shirt has my likeness on it, right?
Yep.
You can bet when fucking Dan gets his shirt, it's going to have his likeness on it, right?
Oh,
it's not going to have a picture of fucking, you know.
Romina.
Kristen, his sister-in-law. And so it would be better, Blitz, if the Blitz Click shirt had a picture of you blowing off some cool shit.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a lot easier to explain to potential Crick 22 running wild with no bra at UT than it is as to why you got some 35-year-old bitch blowing off some
34
rounds.
34 and a half!
Some 34-year-old half-year-old bitch.
Right.
shooting a fucking gun for the... Don't you realize scared as fuck? First time she ever handled a gun was in that picture?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I'm so scared.
If you had an opportunity to redo your logo, I'll answer...
I would have taken her shooting.
I'll answer your question. She'd have a picture of you fucking sky high on your four-wheeler.
Yeah.
Big dick hanging out.
Dong
fucking,
swinging.
Yeah. Fucking... Big ass, like fucking
dong hitting the throttle.
Yeah, it should have your cock hitting the throttle. Yeah. That's what it should, with all your fucking crypto coin holdings. Fucking
his Coinbase.
Fucking Chris Balzerian over there. I mean, right?
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Blitz Click isn't about some middle-aged bitch blowing off a gun into a sand pile. Fuck that.
Right. Middle-aged. That's fucking scary.
Yeah. Fuck that. The only thing cool in that shirt's your dog and that gun.
That dumper.
And your fucking name. Other than that, what the fuck? Did you?
What was I thinking back then?
What, did you have your sister fucking pose for that?
Yeah, what was I thinking?
That's what I'd say.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, the sister you don't have.
Why didn't you guys take me aside? I'm like, what the fuck?
Hold on. I did. I tried.
I think everyone did at that time.
Oh, okay.
Blitz, I got a perfect story.
Okay.
You wear the shirt, wear the fuck out of it, and when a girl goes, hey, what? You'd be like, hey, this is my I have my own shirt.
My dead sister.
And this is my sister.
My dead sister, my dead dog.
No, this is my... these are two people that I really loved a lot that I've both lost.
Right.
I lost my dog, and I've lost... This was my aunt.
Really sad,
this was my aunt. You're my aunt. My aunt.
Yeah.
And she's the one, her husband's the one that first got me into guns. And so I paid homage to my dead aunt.
Mm-hmm.
She was
she died. She died of
COVID.
She killed herself. She was depressed.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just, you know, whatever.
She said she was gonna kill herself. I said, prove it.
You won't, bitch.
And she did.
Yeah. And that really hits home on it because.
Now I'm sad because you brought up my dead dog and my dead aunt. So you got to bang me now.
I said sister.
And then she's like, oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, uh-huh.
I mean, there's only one way to fix this.
Sucking my dick.
Sucking me off.
So what would make you feel better, Chris?
A suck job.
With my own shirt on.
Yeah.
I mean, Blitz, can you get any more pimp than that? You're getting sucked off with your own shirt on.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm going to try that later.
I'd be looking down and be like, goddamn, I'm getting. Fucking head with my own logo and shit. Fuck.
But like, you haven't done that?
I'm getting blown usually in one of my Bubba chairs by while I'm watching a Bubba video and
on the toilet
on my Bubba plane.
90% of the things you wear, you own, have Bubba on it somewhere.
Yeah. Todd Klim went so far. I had to fucking. I mean, Bubba's the man compared to fucking Todd Klim. He'll bust me up. Todd.
You never fucked on your plane?
I did.
Oh, yeah. I thought he said once. Right.
You said you got head on it.
I think the only person I messed around with was my wife, Heather.
Okay.
And I think she blew me. That's it.
But you didn't fuck her, though.
I don't think so. Because I always wanted to be up in the... I always wanted to fly. You know? Like, and very rarely was it not...
I'd be fucking in that thing.
I know, but Blitz just taking it up was $1,000 just to get it going for the day, just to get it up and go...
Yeah.
I mean, it's expensive.
That's nice, too, though, man. That's good.
Here's the deal, what I should have done, because I was just not a good husband, probably.
Really?
Well, I'm just saying, I should have done... I was so involved in Tyler's racing.
Mm-hmm.
I was, more married...
And then
you
bought the fucking track.
Then I was more married to my son than I was my wife.
That's
I could see where she would be mad. You know, like, okay, I bought a plane. Oh, you mean you bought a plane for us to be able to go on getaways for the weekend?
Nope.
No.
I can fly to New Smyrna every single Friday.
So I can fly to... New Smyrna on Friday, and then fly up to Charlotte on Saturday morning, and then fly back home in time and to be on the air.
Alabama.
So the plane isn't for us, honey? No.
We went to the Bahamas once, right?
Yeah, that was the last-ditch effort. That was our,
Oh.
Yeah.
To try to save the marriage?
Well, whatever.
I'm sorry.
And there's another stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Brother?
Mm-hmm.
That was early on, though. That was not a problem at all. No, it was
brother,
it was the spin. No, brother wasn't a problem.
Right.
It was a spin instructor, 12.
Redhead.
Yeah.
12?
So, that's a whole inside deal right there.
Yeah. Hope you have a 12-inch dong.
No. You see, anytime I just throw a little deal out there, you...
Go to the dong.
No, but you pick up on shit that's not supposed to be out there.
Like, oh, okay.
When I threw the 12 out there, there's only two people in the world that know what that means, and you're not one of them.
No, I'm not.
So, it's a little iggy.
I need to find out what this 12 means.
Oh, you'll never find out. Ever. But I never thought you'd find out what Wobbler Dobbler was, and you did.
Oh, I knew what that was for a long time.
Did you know what it was?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
I don't think Lemmy knows what a Wob Dob is, do you?
No.
No.
I know exactly what.
I think probably there's only probably out of everybody that's listening and watching this show, even family members like my sister, my mom,
mm-hmm.
even Tyler, you and I might be the only one that knows what, maybe Hatley.
I don't know if it, I mean, maybe, but.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I know what it was well, and what it was. Yeah.
Anna, I'm getting one of those gimmicks. Look at it. See, it's starting to fester. See it? My little, well, the.
The finger fester?
Yeah, I'm getting the finger fucking pimp deal.
Those are, it's so nice when it comes out.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. So, I watched that video like 50 times.
So, Lummi, please be nicer to her. She's trying so hard.
I will
she's
not,
doing so
I will
good.
Every time, never, ever.
She's doing so good, buddy.
Listen, I'm sorry.
I got news for you. She's over.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, like, for real, even though Blitz is really kind of embarrassed that he put her on his shirt for a logo when he was really up her ass.
Right.
But
back in the day, back when in the I day was when not he, thinking straight.
Back in the day when he really thought that, you know, he liked her
mm-hmm.
before he really knew
before
that
I woke
she's
up.
Impossible.
Yeah.
No, she were like, she's impossible.
Wait,
to love.
I thought I'm saying good things about me.
I am.
Okay.
But I'm not.
No, what I'm saying
we
is
get back to
the
that.
Bitch, we didn't know about this bitch, and she is over. Like, let me, right now, it's Dan. Probably Anna,
mm-hmm.
then probably Jesus and Blitz, then you. I forgot about you.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season, and if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy performance package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, I don't know, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
With Manscaped.
A lot of people do.
And if you were nice to her,
I will always see, make sure I walk out the front.
Can I give you a couple of tips? One, always try to align yourself with the person that's the most over.
Which is Dan.
What? Yeah.
Which I do.
Okay, which is not even a thing. But then the next person that's over,
hi.
You should start fucking, you work smart with her, buddy.
I say good morning to her every morning.
He works smart with her.
Yeah, so I'm
so
sorry,
when you,
I did
so
not
when
leave.
You, so when you left, you know, like a little bitch that, well, you know, in between shows.
Leave. Yeah, out the side door.
Out. And now Lummy, it's not your fault. It's because you don't got the ADs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to get you some, buddy, okay?
And when you go out the front door, don't bug us. Just say hi and keep walking.
See, I didn't say that to bug you.
Lummy.
I like it when you say hi.
Yeah, you never, you're Lummy's always good about that.
Lummy, let's practice it. It's Sunday. We're here at the studios. I'm changing the oil on my new car lift.
Mm-hmm.
Having a great time. And I see you.
Do, 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 and
I say to you, hi, Lummy.
Hi, Bubba. How are you doing today?
That's not how it went.
Oh, you mean you want to actually go with how it went?
Yeah.
Hi, Lummy. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Hi, Bubba.
Okay, listen.
The fuck you doing here, Lummy?
No, I knew. He texted. Lummy, listen, buddy. First of all, hope everything's good. Missed you, buddy. Look good. But listen, no fucking treats for the goats. Just the medicine, okay?
Yes, sir. No treats.
How about treats
for really, medicine?
They're really...
How about some treats for me, Bubba?
They're really starting to eat the grass back there, Lummy.
Yeah, looks good. Looks good. Yes, sir.
Lummy, thanks. So anyway.
The grass out front's growing good, too.
Then you say, speaking of medicine.
Lummy, I'll tell you what. I'll dap you up on the kick-me-ups if you mow the front ditch today.
Oh, there's cars out there right now.
Yeah, well, people keep parking there.
Then blow it right on their car. Blitz, plus, if they park it, hold
to,
on.
He has to... He Let has to wait not, a little bit, Bubba, because we just put that grass seed
yeah,
down.
We
right,
just,
started,
the seed
just started
down.
Growing.
Just okay, whatever.
But yeah,
but
I need to know the rules. Put some spike strips out there.
I need to know the rules, Blitz. If somebody parks on your grass and you mow your lawn, and you blow a bunch of rocks under their paint, but they're on your fucking lawn, I don't think you can get in trouble, can you?
Yeah, you can't destroy their car.
What if they're on my fucking property?
Doesn't matter. I'm not saying you should.
I just hate you. I just hate you with all my fucking heart. Everything's always a fucking anti-me.
You can't break the law.
It's not the law. It's Bubba's fucking law. It's Bubba's building.
But hold on.
Go out there and throw rocks at that motherfucker because they're parked on your lawn.
All right, so you're a cop and you get called to 5021 West Nassau.
To be honest, it's not a criminal issue. They if they took you to court, you'd have to pay for damages.
The fuck I would, Your Honor. I was mowing my ditch.
I would, Your Honor.
Your Honor, I was mowing my ditch that day. I take that back. The big dumb guy on my show was in trouble. I don't even want to get into that, Your Honor. But he was mowing the ditch, and he does as instructed. And I told him, I said, Lummy, big dumb guy, I want you to mow the fuck out of that ditch, okay? Yeah, but there's a car there. I don't give a fuck. Just mow it real good.
Make sure you fling rocks on their car.
I did not say to fling rocks on the car, Your Honor, but rocks subsequently got flung. But my ditch. And, sir, no, they didn't ask us if they could park there. They just parked there.
Yeah, over our new fucking grass, too.
Yes, sir. So, you know, I mean, it's my property, sir. Well, it's actually Mark Tate's, but I rent, and I'm a good renter, and I'm supposed to maintain the grounds here, and we just mowed. We mowed around their car, sir, and I guess some rocks hit it. Then they asked the guy, hey, buddy, did you park there?
I noticed that across the street, all those businesses have no parking signs by the road, but we don't.
Well, we'll make some.
We need to get some.
We'll make some say no parking, or you're gonna get fucking kicked. Yeah. Your car's gonna get kicked.
This is a fucking rock zone.
Blitz, what if you actually on the warning sign said, No parking. If you park here, we'll kick your window shield in. Like, what if it's like in the fucking...
Like you warned them.
Yeah, like I will slash your tires.
Oh, then you're fine.
Yeah, and you're like, Your Honor.
Yeah.
See what that sign says?
Mm-hmm.
If you park here, you're going to get your tires slashed.
Why was it written in French?
Hello, who's this?
GTG, man.
Would you like to put a bid on my astronaut suit? It's currently at $1,000.
Let me talk to your brother-in-law. Let me see what we can gather on that one for you.
All right, buddy. It's currently at $1,100 if you want to put a bid.
$1,100.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, I listen to them, and I take their advice. Don't go against the law, Bubba. When you did, $755,000 large.
Fuck Greg, like Mr. Johnny Insider. Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Fucking R. So, Blitz, when can we mow the front ditch? Because it looks like shit. Let's just say that. The side's good because I rounded up the fuck.
We put seed down there.
We've been putting seed down there.
Probably like, I don't know, probably next week or later on this week.
All right, looks like shit. Would you not agree?
It's going to rain Sunday, I believe.
All right. Well, Lummy can maybe, I'll hook you up with some pick-me-pick-me's. I'll get you straight up. But I'm going to need you to do some lawn maintenance when it's time to do lawn maintenance around here.
I'll cut it Monday or Tuesday, whatever.
Whatever.
I'll give a blitz.
Just promise me you will.
Yes, sir.
And I'll take care of you, buddy. I got you. Why couldn't you have just come to me like a father on Sunday? Why are you afraid to talk to me?
Why are you afraid to talk to me?
I'm not impossible. I love you.
A month ago,
you're fifth over right now, but fuck.
A month ago, Bubba said, hey, look, when this happens again, make sure you come to me because I'll hook you up.
I know. I just was feeling Sunday was not a good day.
Should we practice again?
I tried. What was wrong Monday?
Monday?
Hello, who's this?
I don't know.
It's Carl.
Hi, Carl. You want to put an $1,100 bid on my fucking very, very unique astronaut suit?
No, it's a little off topic, but I was calling about, you remember when you were brought up about Dr. Dan, like if he remembers his first set at the Akos?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I think I dated a girl. Her mom was one of the first pair of Diacos. She actually worked for him.
Yeah, does she got nice tits?
Dude, and not only that, but she actually said like he is the best, and like she like they went in through. I don't know if she said that they went in through like. The armpit.
Yeah,
that's
where
like
if Dan can go through the armpit, it's not a revision or set number two, and the other guy went somewhere else. But then you have to go where that scar is. But if you can go through the armpit, Dan is kind of one of the local guys that perfected going through the armpit, so that there's no scars on the under part of a tit or the nipple. That's the three places you can go: armpit, tit, under the tit where the crease is. Or in the nipple. That's the three places you can go.
I would love to maybe call in on like Monday or Tuesday and see if I'm not going to like throw the name out today, but I'm telling you, you may even know her. She said that she like hung out with you and Steve and stuff. I'll just say the first name, Michelle.
Mm-mm. I know a lot of hot Michelles with fake tits. So yeah.
But she, yeah, I'd like to revisit that maybe and see if he.
So
he
she's
remembers,
so
you got
so
big brown nipples.
Your girlfriend's mom claims to be one of the earlier sets of Diacos and worked for Dan at one time.
Yeah, it's my ex girlfriend, but she got in big trouble, man. You can like look up her.
Who I did think the girlfriend Dan, or the mom?
The mom, I think he had to fire her because I think she was like she took care of the patients after their surgeries, and she said that like her set that she had was like one of the the ones that like when someone would come in they would be like, okay, yeah, this is like what it could be like type of thing, like the show
all right, like what did she get in trouble for?
I think she got busted stealing the script pad and writing like fake prescriptions, dude.
Yeah, well, dude, and that's not very good, dude.
Yeah, it's not good. Me and Blitz got away with it one time, dude.
Dr. Dan's Bloomin' Onion Maker, 1,000 stars.
So listen, dude, call in on Monday. We'll rehash this with Dan, and if it happened, I'm sure Dan will say, yeah, bitch, you know, it was still in the script, Pat. I had a fucking prosecutor, but I did do her tits, and they were nice. Now, did she go to jail for it?
I don't know if there was time done, but definitely felony charges.
Really?
It had nothing to do with Dan. Like,
not Dan's fault, dude. But listen to me. Mm-hmm. So, like, how long you been broke up with this chick?
Oh, man, it's been, like, you know, like 3 years or so. But yeah. I'm still close with her boyfriend. And, like, I see them sometimes and stuff. And
why?
You want to fuck her, too, don't you? You wanted to fuck your girlfriend's mom, didn't you?
You
want to
fuck the boyfriend.
She used to University of Tampa style walk around the house.
Yep, fake school.
I'll be honest about that. But no, yeah, no, like her boyfriend's real cool. Like, we still hang out sometimes and stuff like that.
All right, buddy. Well, call the show on Monday when we get Dan up in the mix. Okay, buddy.
I am. Hey, run it by him, too. I don't want to make him uncomfortable if I bring it up.
Makes Dan uncomfortable, ever. Dan is the most, you know, he didn't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, when you guys were talking about it, I wanted to call in, but I was, you know, I was working, driving, so I didn't. But I had to bring it up. So
all right, buddy,
call him Monday.
Consider it brought up and call me back on Monday, dude.
Yeah.
Bye, dude.
All right, take it easy.
See you later, dude.
Bye, dude.
Listen, don't call me over stupid shit, okay? I'm busy. I got my brand new big boy suit on.
Look good as fuck.
$1,100.
Look good as fuck. I got $1,100 on this motherfucker. Hello?
Jacket looks cool as shit.
It does, doesn't it?
Look good with some shelter.
Where them fucking shoes at and the pills? The fuck, buddy? I'll tell you what you are. You're no show of the year, motherfucker. We got parody song of the year. We got fucking this and that. You're no show of the week. You really... You know what? You know what? Hootie has become.
What
he's become like disappointment of the royalty.
Oh
no!
Yeah, like you know, he's really.
Damn that stings.
I mean, he was so over at one time. Fucking Hootie, handful of pills was the man. And last time you hear, he's got too drunk, took a swing on Blitz, fucking marked up the shoes, had to be been banned from the property, and then
time before he passed out, fucked up.
I mean, like you're
trying
like
to step over you.
Who's like Bubba Army royalty on that are, you know, on downward, a downwards
trajectory.
You. You.
Projectory what?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to, I'm hulking up, man. Like, you know,
get your
like
shit together, Hootie. Come the fuck on, buddy. Get your shit together. Pull the nose up, kid.
I'm trying, man. Like I said, I'm hulking up.
You're not doing shit.
Kicking out.
You're not doing shit right now, man. You haven't done shit.
I got an office chair that I got at the flea market for, you know, $78. It's an office chair that was supposedly owned by you. That, you know.
Would you buy it from Jack Stiefel? You paid $3,000 for it. Down to $78 nowadays. I believe it. Fuck you. I'm trying to make me feel bad, bitch. I got people paying me $1,000 for my fucking used suits.
Yeah, scram.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't see him offering up Lummy some relief. Lummy, I'll have relief by the time we end this program for you today,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, hand relief.
Thank you. Oh.
But
what? Yeah, jeez, Blitz.
What's wrong with hand relief?
I'm not jacking him off.
Yeah. I like hand relief.
You know, do you think I'm going to jack him off?
No, why I'm would jacking you say him that? On first.
Right.
Let's have a jack off.
Blitz is just such a dick. Yeah.
The person who finishes first loses. And I'm the judge.
Would you judge a jack off contest?
Yeah.
For real.
Begin. See, yeah, I can do it great.
But would you watch him as they're
like, yeah, as and you'll use one
them.
Hand.
Shoot, analyze.
It's going to be like lap ring. What is it called?
Like, what? Anna, can you show us the technique needed, the guy needs? Like, look, and I'm doing, like, see, I'm doing it right there.
What the hell? I mean,
you know, like, okay.
I can't, I'm not going to be able to see it for another minute.
Oh, yeah.
You can see.
Delay Jones.
You can see it now. I mean, it's like, you know.
Now, that's a better technique, Bubba.
I can't.
That's the
see.
Gription tech. The one before you, that was the piano playing.
No, that's just like tickling the head. Like,
oh,
kinda,
okay, that's good.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't. I know you like your like, you like your balls tugged though.
I love my ball. Oh, I love the fuck pulled out of my balls.
I don't.
I want you to grab my ball sack like you're a water skiing.
Not
like
me.
It's the ski rope.
Like, not I'm trying to jump me. A shark?
Yeah, well, like, you know, like you're fucking, you're holding onto a ski rope. I want that, you hanging 10 back
that
there.
That brings me down to zero,
oh,
man.
That gets me fucking rock hard. Mm. So, Anna, like, can you show us the proper technique the man should use while masturbating with one hand?
Jesus Christ.
With one hand only. Well, she's used to jacking you off. So oh, yeah, that's
right. The 9-incher.
Yeah, I forgot.
Wait till you see this.
I saw it. It looked like she was like directing traffic. Like, it looks like
she's a parking lot attendant.
I think she's jacking off a Clydesdale. No, I honest shit. To God.
I mean,
you look so excited doing it too,
Anna.
Yeah, sometimes
Anna. I mean, if we did have,
I'm just really trying
great,
to
the Great American jack off.
Show the motion.
Would you? You know,
I would judge it. I don't want to do it.
No, nobody's asking you to do it. We're asking you to watch men jack off.
Men jack off men? Of
no,
course.
No, that's not. No, men jack off themselves.
Oh.
Would you want to watch a guy jacking off?
Yeah, whatever. I've seen it before. I'll watch it again.
Now, I bet you every one of us have our own little stuff, don't we?
Of course, everyone does. Yeah.
I gotta go. Like, I have to. I have to hang upside down.
I got you.
I gotta hang upside down. I can't.
Like a bat.
First of all, my ankles would snap off the boot. I can't hang upside down. My legs can't take that.
You
kind
put
of
a
pressure.
Bag over your head and do the fucking asphyxiation deal.
No.
What do you do? That's kind of awesome.
Tying a belt to his closet.
Me walking up a set of stairs is the same as auto asphyxiation. I mean, I don't got to put a bag over my head to get out of breath. Please.
I mean, just jumping into bed's enough.
I mean, just getting into the next up, just a
step or two,
just up a flight of stairs.
So, what do you do
me,
that's weird that you think is nothing, different than other people?
Nothing.
Okay.
Really?
But I do have to use my left hand.
Is it because it's dirty and you don't use your
just,
right hand?
No, it's just you know, it's just the hand that I've. It's like, okay, don't you guys like wipe your ass with one particular hand?
Yeah.
I do think it's my right hand.
And if you broke your, like, I wipe my ass with my right hand. Well, if I broke my arm and I had to, I don't know that I could, I mean, I think you could, I couldn't clean my asses thoroughly.
I mean, obviously you would just let it ride like Lummy does, right, Lummy?
Oh, shit.
Lummy, do you not wipe your ass?
I do. Where's it's from this, the hospital he, fucking thing.
Where's this coming from?
It's when I was in the fucking hospital hooked up and I was shitting myself. When I was down to like 8 quarts of blood.
Well, that's why he cussed earlier, Bubba. Because we brought up the fact that he didn't wipe himself.
Anna was making fun of me when I was in the hospital.
Because he didn't wipe.
Because he didn't fucking wipe himself.
And there's shit all over the chair.
Did you shit on the chair, buddy?
No, I just said shit in the bed.
Did he have skid marks?
He went to the bathroom and shitted, and then just he's like, "Fuck it, this is the 12th time I've shitted. I'm done wiping."
Well, no, because I couldn't because my arm had fucking shit all in it.
They have showers. Why couldn't you blow? I mean, you could.
I couldn't jump because they had me hooked up to all that different shit.
He was shitting every 5 minutes. It didn't feel like fucking wiping,
and it was just blood half the time anyhow. So I didn't care anymore.
And he had the best insurance known to mankind. Yeah. So he's like, "Fuck it, wipe my ass."
He had bloody shit.
He's got the best insurance known to mankind. Fuck it, wipe my ass, hoe.
Yeah.
I'm paying for it. I'm paying $82 for a Tylenol.
Yeah.
Wipe my ass, bitch.
Yep.
And give me some Jell-O.
Give me some fucking Jell-O, baby.
I couldn't eat anything
apple
man, either.
Lummy, have you fully recovered from the chip that took
chip
you down?
Game?
Yeah, I'm fully recovered. Hey, so I wipe my ass now.
For Thanksgiving, Tarek takes me aside in his office, and he opens the door up to his office.
Mm-hmm.
In the closet door. He turned a bedroom into an office over on that side, and he's like, hey, and he has one of these chips left.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows it to me, and I go, oh, that was a real,
it's
fucking
like contraband.
Yeah, I'm like, don't let Tara see that. That was a real fucking heat getter. And he's like,
she was more hot than full hot.
I mean, I don't think it was divorce worthy, but it was. I bet you he didn't get any pussy for a couple weeks. I'm telling you that right now, and just even having it in the house, I feel like we have 5 pounds of cocaine in there. It's like, mm-hmm. That's that illegal.
It's one fucking potato chip.
And so then he comes, he tells me, he goes, I never thought in a million years, he goes, I ate one, and I actually videotaped myself saying, what, am I supposed to be having issues now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he goes, I thought it was like almost like a rib where it really didn't do anything, because it didn't do anything to me at all. He said, so when I gave it to you, I didn't think it'd take a 300-pound fucking 6'5" mountain man right to the hospital, almost to the point of death. Lemmy, that chip almost fucking killed you, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
There's some guy in the YouTube chat that says you look an old school pimp.
Yep, Ty J Armstrong, and I said you'd look good in it, Ty J.
Oh, Ty J. Well, this would be too big for Ty J. I mean, oh, yeah. No, hold on. He's fucking in shape, and he's not. I'm fat compared to Ty J. By the way, he wants to go kayaking with you, Blitz. He told you to get a hold of him.
Okay.
What about you?
I can't kayak. My arms are too short and I weigh too much.
You can get an extender thing.
Outriggers.
I'm not getting the fucking booms. I'm not getting the fucking
get little buoys on the side.
I'm not getting the flotation buoys, guys.
Why not?
Because that's the same as Corky wearing a helmet at fucking, you know.
You have like little floaties on. Your kayak has floaties.
Blitz, and I probably need, my kayak needs to be like a two-man rowboat. That's what my
kayak.
You
want a canoe?
Yeah, I want a canoe. I'll go kayaking with a canoe.
Fuck it, just give me a John boat.
And I'd prefer to have an electric motor on it if I could.
Or gas.
So I can get, you know. Even me with an electric motor probably can't keep up with you paddling motherfuckers. Hello? Tampa, Terry.
I don't fucking breathe. No, it's not. I don't kayak all that much anymore. I need to get back
to it. I was the guy who sent in the photo of Tizzy yesterday. Fun fact. I've been called for years for Stiefel's stuff because my phone number is like one number off his number.
Oh yeah, Jack Stiefel. He had a hand in some of my demise. Trust me, he did. I don't know how he turned into such a hater. Like, why the fuck?
Well, is the troll farm being built right now as people are buying your microwavable suit and your jerseys and all of that? Like, is that happening?
I mean, I think it's a couple different ways to look at it. You can be a troll, and I'm sure you're going to run and really, really try to make me look like a clown. Or you can be like, Bubba is still a big enough star where people will pay, you know, hundreds of dollars for a game or, you know, constant worn, something that I've worn. So you can look at it a couple different ways. The bottom line is, is there any other radio personality that you know that could sell something they wore on stage for $600?
I just bought Drew Garabo's horse, which is huge.
Nice.
Be nice to Drew. He's actually going through testicular cancer, and it's not a fun thing. It really isn't.
Oh, that's. I take that back. That's horrible.
Listen. I would wish testicular cancer on some people, and Drew Garabo's not one of them. Now, you know, a couple day parts away from where he is, man. I hope everybody gets fucking ball cancer.
Man, I could get a 2-for-1 award deal there.
In fact, I wouldn't mind most people in that entire fucking building getting ball cancer and dying, but about Drew Garabo and maybe about 4 or 5 others. Other than that, they could all fucking suck a dick and die of ovarian and or dick cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, have a great day.
See you later. I mean, and troll out, bitch. I don't even have Twitter anymore, so troll the fuck out of me. You fucking trolls got my Twitter pulled. So now I ain't got it. Blitz, be careful what you wish for. It's like CNN. They really didn't want fucking Biden to win because you can't fuck with the guy.
Exactly.
They're like, ratings are down 46% because it was so easy to fuck with Trump. But now that we got our guy in there, fuck. We're down 47 clicks. You trolls, be careful when you got my Twitter account pulled. That was the only thing that you had to wait to get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm.
You stupid fucks. Fuck off. Don't try to pull any shit up in fucking Twitch chat because Iggy will fucking destroy you. He's on 800 cc's a test a week. He'll fucking kill you. He'll snipe the shit out of you over there.
Yeah, he will.
Hell, fucking Iggy was shooting on me today. Did you see that?
Oh, I know.
What was he saying, Lummy?
He was just, you know, kind of in a bad mood.
What was he shooting on me for?
I think he was just, it was one of those days.
He's not estrogen blockers.
Yeah.
So, Lummy, let's
aromatase inhibitors.
Let's get the fuck out of here, Lum. I'll go out
to
my truck.
Get the fuck out of
I'll
here.
I'll go out to my truck, dap your shit up. Mm-hmm. You'll be fucking golden for tomorrow.
And you won't be mad at me anymore.
I'll give you, what do you need? What do you need? Fucking week's worth, kid?
No. It's...
Daddy got you.
Yes, you do, because.
Yes, sir.
Next time.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
When you're a week late.
You need to have like a few in the hopper.
Listen, Lummy, when you're down to 3, you need to get a hold of me and say, I just want to let you know I'm down to my three kickers.
What happens? So let's say you get a script filled, and a week from now you call up and say, look, I just fucking lost all mine. I need to fucking.
They don't give a fuck. They'll say, you know what? Be like Tuttle and go through withdrawals, motherfucker.
Yeah, they say, well,
you get your script on the 30th, buddy. Not a fucking minute before. Not on the shit that me and Lemmy rolls with. You don't fuck around.
And why do you have to have an appointment every 3 months?
Because they don't get refills.
Just know because the doc, it's a controlled subject, and the doctor has to been able to see that they've seen you in the last 90 days
I see.
To make any adjustments in your shit.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
It's a dirty game you got to play, Anna.
I get it.
I play it better than anybody. Fuckface over there does it. You don't see Blitz. You see me running out of my shit?
Never.
No, I got backups on my
fucking
backup.
That's what I'm
saying.
You got to fucking have like a month worth of street level so that when they do fuck you over for 3 or 4 days, you got fucking you're good to go.
So, but here's Lummy. Rather than if he gets a little extra, rather than to fucking hoard him like a little squirrel, he fucking takes them recreationally.
No, you do.
You fuck or you wouldn't run out.
Yeah.
You're behind a couple weeks because you've taken more than you've been prescribed.
Lummy,
do you know why I have extras? Because I take less than I've been prescribed.
That's exactly what you need to do.
For fucking real. That's how fucking stupid you are.
I take my one every day. One a day.
Then you give one to little Wilbur.
Yeah.
Fucking
one to Ashley. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then Hootie goes over and chalk up one, and then Pitbull shakes you down for two.
Yep.
I know how the fuck you roll, Lummy.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking buffoon.
Just a friend.
You know, rather than to get a little extra money to run the market up, let's just run the market up and not run the market up.
Yeah, exactly, Lummy. I mean, run the fucking market up.
Ask a question about money because I'm Jewish.
The Bubba Love Sponge Show finds adult African American men with adult white women. It's hot and very acceptable.
So, Lum Lum, we're going to have a I'm down to three Big Daddy rule, okay?
Yes, I'm down to three Big Daddy.
Big Daddy seems a little creepy.
Okay. Big Papa.
Papa. How about Boss Man?
I'm down to three, Boss Man.
How about just Bubba?
Oh, okay, Bubba.
Let's try it. Lummy, how you doing?
Good, Bubba. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
I'm down to three there, Bubba.
How about Daddy Sponge?
How about?
Hey, Big Papa.
Tom Zaddy. Daddy. Looks like a Zaddy.
Sexy.
No,
what's up? I'm down to three.
No. This is how I want it. Hey,
big,
Bubba.
Bad booty daddy.
What, Bubba? Or Lummy, what?
Hey, Big Papa.
I want you to be very humble about it. Yeah. I want you to be very embarrassed that you're having to ask for help. Like you're coming to the Godfather. I want you to, kiss my ring.
Hey, Bubba.
I just want to let you know.
There you go.
Well, yeah, what do you need, Lummy?
Hey,
you're talking to the Godfather right now, and I play the Godfather music, but we get a copyright.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I'm coming to you on this
You come day. Here, my friend. What do you need?
I'm down to three. Bubba.
Down to three, you fucking addict.
Yes. I need your help.
How many do you think you need to get you through? And don't give me a low number because then have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the fucking real number, buddy. Give me the real number that you need.
Bubba, I'll probably need like 14.
What the
14?
Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
Go home,
suck
you
me.
Fucking addict piece of shit.
Hold on. Call your wife and ask permission to suck my dick. Because that's the only way you're getting 14. I'm the Todd father. Exactly. Good job, Zach. I stole it from chat, Zach. The Todd father. Yes, that's what you're gonna call me.
Todd father?
Yes.
Okay, I'm down to three, Todd father.
Okay, well listen. I'm here for you, my friend, but what do you need? What do you really need? Like, you know.
Todd Father, a week will do me well.
A fucking week?
So, three, Bubba.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Three, Todd Father. I'm sorry. Negotiations are not going well.
Have you ever put balls in your mouth before? I like balls in my mouth.
Todd Father, I like my balls.
You just said you like balls in your mouth.
I like my balls in preferably a female's mouth, but let me, nobody's back here looking.
I'll jiggle it up for you, Todd Father. I need it.
Okay, so listen. Jiggle my balls. Actually, I'm just jacking on his balls. I'm just gonna get some coconut oil, and I'm gonna have you jerk me.
Okay.
Because I'm afraid that fucking powerful grizzly-like mouth of yours could fucking snap my balls off. If you have one of those meltdowns,
but you're okay sticking your hand job.
If you have one of those meltdowns, I'm gonna be ballless, buddy.
Oh.
And I don't have testicular cancer, so.
You got ripped off by Lummy.
So
big buffalo head.
So you need
top my balls off.
Listen, let me tell you right now, you're never getting fucking seven.
Oh no, yeah. You said to go Todd Father. I'm sorry, Todd Father. You said to go high. Just
Sorry. I said, how many do you really need? Like, how many do you really need?
Really needs about 40 of them.
Three, Todd Father. Don't listen to that guy.
Three?
Yes, Todd Father.
Now, what normally?
He needs three, and then 4 days later, he'll be fiending, and then I'm afraid to ask
you. Now, let me ask you here, buddy. Yeah. Your doc, I'm talking. I'm not trying to get a HIPAA violation or anything like that, but, like, when you're taking them these kickers as prescribed by your doctor, what's your daily prescribed dosage?
Oh, one at 15.
You get a 15?
Yep. Okay. Extended.
Extended? A 15 extended.
The XR?
Well, I got her 30s, so we're going to cut them in half, okay?
Oh, yeah, yes. Thank you, Todd Father.
So maybe I could give you like 5 30s.
Oh, yeah.
That's like 10 days worth.
But see, Blitz, here's where this stupid fuck comes in.
He doesn't cut them in half.
No. I'll cut them in half for the motherfucker. But here's the deal. He won't keep the... he'll just take them.
No, I'll keep them.
Rather than to have like 3 extras when he gets his pile.
Exactly.
He's going to just say, I can take an extra one today.
I got extra, so I'll take 2. Today was a bad day, so I had to take 2.
No, Todd Father, I will learn from your ways.
No, you won't.
Hey, you're making it creepy.
Todd Father.
Just keep jacking me off. I'll get you fucking 5 of them.
Yeah.
Coconut
oil.
There you go.
How are you even able to talk with these balls in your mouth?
No, I took the balls out of the
No, I'm just using my hand jerking them.
Finger in the booty.
All right, when you come home with, you know, a cum on your face, what are you going to tell your wife?
Oh, you're going to cum on his face?
Yeah, I am.
Which one, on my shirt or on my face?
On your beard.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put it in your beard. I'm going to make you dry.
And let it drool down onto your shirt face?
Yeah. I'm gonna say,
I'm gonna
double facials.
And what are you gonna tell
your
wife?
You gotta spitball yourself,
honey. Why do you got did some bird shit on your face? What happened, honey?
I saw the Todd Father, and you know what I have to do to get my fix. I jerked him off, and he finished on my face.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
It's across the damn business.
Can you just cut the show?